高中必修课程复习与检测英语试题四，第一部分听力理解。做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，您将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。Text 1
Jenny,What's for lunch at the cafeteria today?
Mushroom soup, chicken sandwiches, and potatoes with carrots.
Sounds fine, but it doesn't get better than yesterday's pizza.
Text 2.
Lucas, Can you put down whatever it is you are doing and give me a hand with this heavy kitchen waste?
Do you think you could give me a couple of minutes to finish what I'm reading? I'm almost finished.
Text
3. Wow, it's 7 a.m. already.I have to go. I have a bus to catch at 7:30.
Okay, I will meet you at the restaurant after work. I finish at 5 p.m., but allow me an hour to get there.
Text 4.
What is this thing for? I've never understood why it's necessary. It's not like I'm ever going to use it.
It's just a little decoration for a suit. All you need to do is fold it like this and put it in the breast pocket.
Text 5.
Have you seen my wedding ring? I took it off when I washed my hands at my sister's house, and I can't remember seeing it after that.
It's okay, I have it. Your sister gave it to me before we came home, but I forgot all about it.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各个小题将给出五秒钟的答题时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料。回答第六、七题。
I must lose some weight. I stepped on the weighing machine just then and saw I weighed half a kilo more than I did last week.
Maybe there's something wrong with the machine.
I don't think so. I haven't done much exercise recently.And I did eat a lot of delicious chocolate on holiday.
Oh, did you go somewhere like Switzerland or France where they make a great chocolate? Or Belgium, maybe?
Yes, I went to Belgium. I just couldn't resist the local chocolate.
Were you wearing that heavy coat when you weighed yourself?
Yes. Will it make a big difference?
Silly man, of course it would.
I think I must have a guilty conscience about all the Belgian chocolate. I must lose some weight. I stepped on the weighing machine just then and saw I weighed half a kilo more than I did last week.
Maybe there's something wrong with the machine.
I don't think so. I haven't done much exercise recently, and I did eat a lot of delicious chocolate on holiday.
Oh, did you go somewhere like Switzerland or France where they make a great chocolate? Or Belgium, maybe?
Yes, I went to Belgium. I just couldn't resist the local chocolate.
Were you wearing that heavy coat when you weighed yourself?
Yes. Will it make a big difference?
Silly man, of course it would.
I think I must have a guilty conscience about all the Belgian chocolate.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Now I've heard everything. My dad said he's going back to college.
Jane, you are kidding.
No, he said he had always wanted to learn French. He was good at mathematics as a child. So his parents made him study that at college, which was why he became an engineer.
But now he wants to study French.
Yes, he and Mom have always liked visiting France, and now, since he has retired, he wants to travel there more often and communicate with the people.
It's good that he's making plans, but don't you think he should be taking it easy in retirement instead of studying books and doing exams?
Well, he gave up work last year, and now I have left home and have a family. Perhaps he needs something to keep his mind occupied.
Perhaps you are right, if it's something he enjoys.
Now I've heard everything. My dad said he's going back to college.
Jane, you are kidding.
No, he said he had always wanted to learn French. He was good at mathematics as a child. So his parents made him study that at college, which was why he became an engineer.
But now he wants to study French.
Yes, he and Mom have always liked visiting France. And now, since he has retired, he wants to travel there more often and communicate with the people.
It's good that he's making plans, but don't you think he should be taking it easy in retirement instead of studying books and doing exams?
Well, he gave up work last year, and now I have left home and have a family. Perhaps he needs something to keep his mind occupied.
Perhaps you are right, if it's something he enjoys.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
I heard you got in accident yesterday. Are you all right?
Yeah, thanks. The wound is pretty painful right now.But I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday.
What happened?
It was stupid. The whole thing was my fault. I was trying to talk on my phone while I was riding my bike.
So you were riding your bike with one hand?
Yeah, I wasn't even looking in front of me. Then, at the last second, I tried to avoid a tree, and I went headfirst over my bike handles.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Luckily, I ended up hurting my wrists when I tried to stop my fall.
What about your bike?
The front tire is flat, and my handles are bent. It will take at least a couple of weeks for me to get it fixed.
Will you be able to play basketball this week?
I will miss tomorrow's game, but
but I will be able to play on Friday.
That's good news, at least. I heard you got in an accident yesterday. Are you all right?
Yeah, thanks. The wound is pretty painful right now, but I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday.
What happened?
It was stupid. The whole thing was my fault. I was trying to talk on my phone while I was riding my bike.
So you were riding your bike with one hand?
Yeah, I wasn't even looking in front of me. Then, at the last second, I tried to avoid a tree, and I went headfirst over my bike handles.
Were you wearing a helmet?
Luckily, I ended up hurting my wrists when I tried to stop my fall.
What about your bike?
The front tire is flat, and my handles are bent. It will take at least a couple of weeks for me to get it fixed.
Will you be able to play basketball this week?
I will miss tomorrow's game, but I will be able to play on Friday.
That's good news, at least.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
What day is rubbish collected?
Let's see, it's Tuesday today, so it will be the day after tomorrow.
I will be out that day, so could you sort out the recycling for me? There are three bags, green, red, and blue. General waste goes in the blue one, plastic in the red one, and paper in the other.
What do they do with all this stuff?
The paper can be processed to make more paper. The general waste is buried, and they can make things out of the stuff in the red bag. That's how they make those warm jackets, I believe.
I get a feeling that we could do a lot more with waste if we saw its true value. In some poor countries, they make all sorts of things from old junk. I used to have a toy car made in Africa from old tin cans,And I've seen shoes made from old tires.
I quite agree. We are far too wasteful. Even in my parents' day, people used to repair things. Now, almost everything gets thrown away when it's damaged. But you know what? I would actually like to buy some of those shoes you mentioned. What day is rubbish collected?
Let's see, it's Tuesday today, so it will be the day after tomorrow.
I will be out that day, so could you sort out the recycling for me? There are three bags, green, red, and blue. General waste goes in the blue one, plastic in the red one, and paper in the other.
What do they do with all this stuff?
The paper can be processed to make more paper. The general waste is buried, and they can make things out of the stuff in the red bag. That's how they make those warm jackets, I believe.
I get a feeling that we could do a lot more with waste if we saw its true value. In some poor countries, they make all sorts of things from old junk. I used to have a toy car made in Africa from old tin cans,And I've seen shoes made from old tires.
I quite agree. We are far too wasteful. Even in my parents' day, people used to repair things. Now, almost everything gets thrown away when it's damaged. But you know what? I would actually like to buy some of those shoes you mentioned.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
We have some good news in the story of the shark attack just off the coast of Florida yesterday. An 8-year-old boy was taken into a Florida hospital with severe injuries. He is now in stable condition, though. At around 8 last night, Phil Anderson was swimming with his nephew, Jesse Anderson, just off the shore at Landon Beach. When he heard Jesse's screams, he immediately knew what had happened. Jesse had been bitten by a shark. When he put Jesse to a shore, he noticed that Jesse's arm had been bitten off. Now this is when the story gets really interesting. The man went back into the water, hit the shark in the nose, and wrestled it back to a shore. At this point, a nearby police officer killed it with his gun and immediately called rescue services. While they were waiting for the emergency helicopter to arrive, the two men cut open the shark, took out the arm, and put it on ice. Instead of performing an operation on the boy right away, the emergency team transported the boy to a nearby hospital where he was given blood. We have just been told that the boy will make a full recovery and eventually be able to use his arm again. Doctors also say that without the quick thinking of Phil Anderson and rescue services, Jesse might have died. As for Landon Beach, it has been closed until further notice. We have some good news in the story of the shark attack just off the coast of Florida yesterday. An 8-year-old boy was taken into a Florida hospital with severe injuries. He is now in stable condition, though. At around 8 last night, Phil Anderson was swimming with his nephew, Jesse Anderson, just off the shore at Landon Beach. When he heard Jesse's screams, he immediately knew what had happened. Jesse had been bitten by a shark. When he put Jesse to a shore, he noticed that Jesse's arm had been bitten off. Now this is when the story gets really interesting. The man went back into the water, hit the shark in the nose, and wrestled it back to a shore. At this point, a nearby police officer killed it with his gun and immediately called rescue services. While they were waiting for the emergency helicopter to arrive, the two men cut open the shark, took out the arm, and put it on ice. Instead of performing an operation on the boy right away, the emergency team transported the boy to a nearby hospital where he was given blood. We have just been told that the boy will make a full recovery and eventually be able to use his arm again. Doctors also say that without the quick thinking of Phil Anderson and rescue services, Jesse might have died. As for Landon Beach, it has been closed until further notice.
录音内容结束。